Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
A brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive off negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Anil told Marla the drug he found in the kitchen was ecstasy. Later, Kavita denied knowing about it and Marla phoned Kimal but had to leave a text message. Anil said that Kimal's father must be notified. Danny advised Uncle Alexander to visit the health center as he wasn't feeling too well, but his uncle dismissed the idea. Right now, John and Goldman are talking on the phone.
The Voice of Guyana has programming for anyone and everyone, waking you up in the morning. I am Marcy.
Hey, John, my buddy. What's going on, man?
I just there, Goldman. Just into this prison life, boy.
Don't worry about it, my friend. You're soon out of there, man.
Yeah, man. You see Coretta today?
Nope. I saw her a few days ago and she was telling me she got to tell you about your family in the Rupununi.
Yeah. Uncle Alexander not feeling too well, man.
Oh, so you talked to she?
Yeah, but we was to talk yesterday again and until now, I can't get on to she, man.
That is strange.
Yes, and you know I just look forward to talking to she. It's so comforting to talking to people on the outside while you're down here, buddy.
Well, I'm going to go by the house and check on she for you.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
You know, I'm planning for going to Rupununi in August, you know, buddy. Me and Dinah going to see Alexander and Pallet.
Good. Anyway, since Coretta tell me a little worried about Uncle Alexander, man, you know, I just wish I could go there and visit.
I really looking forward for going down there, buddy.
As soon as I come out of here, there's one of the first trips I'm making.
It's the first time Dinah going to be going, you know.
So you're flying in or you're driving?
Flying? Man, John, you should know me better than that.
Well, since you're going with your lady, she might want to do all the driving, you know.
Nah, man, we driving. She got to get the full experience of being in the Rupununi. I done make contact with some people I know down there.
Hey, what a flood hit them bad again there, you know.
Yeah, and them farmers getting knocked bad by.
I sure Uncle Alexander farm get affected too. You know, I really got to find a way for talk to he.
Yeah, man. But everything all right in there with you, though?
I'm making out in here just fine, man. But... No, I'm just a little worried that I ain't hearing from Coretta.
All right. As soon as I hang up, I'm going to go and check for you.
All right. Thanks, Goldman. Thanks, buddy.
June, I'm so happy I decided to take the ride downtown with you today.
It's nice that we can spend quality time together, Dad.
Yes, indeed.
I hope this line isn't too long at Republic Bank. I don't want you to be waiting too long for me, right?
While you're in the bank, I could take a walk around.
Okay, good. And after Republic Bank, we will pass by Spats to see about the new water pump.
Okay.
Good. And then we can go somewhere and have some lunch.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to that.
I wish Mom could have come with us.
Well, James is there to keep an eye on her.
I hope they don't get into a quarrel before we get back.
You know, Lulu, she'll always find something to complain about.
I know.
Yesterday, she saw someone passing with a plant and she swore it was hers.
Really?
Yes. She even shouted and accused the young man of being a thief.
How come I'm now hearing about this?
Must have slipped my mind to tell you when you got home.
Okay.
She's really broken up about the plants, you know. The other night, I found her sobbing.
Really?
This whole affair of the plants being stolen and now having to live with you and James has really shaken Lucille to the core. She's not doing well at all.
My.
I just wish we could catch the culprits. Some of the people have no patience.
I know. The older I get, the more I hate driving on these roads.
I could drive when we were heading back to Murundi.
You sure that?
Yes.
Okay.
So many nice houses on the way to Georgetown. I really enjoy the scenery.
I know.
Maybe Lucille should have come with us.
Yeah.
Might have taken her mind off those plants.
Dad.
Yes, June?
There is something I must tell you.
Okay.
It wasn't the thieves that took the plants.
What do you mean?
I took the plants.
What?
I was desperate. I had to do something so that you and Mom could come and stay with me and James. Or to make her agree to a live-in maid.
You stole the plants? Really, June?
My friend is keeping them for me. I will return them once we decide on a permanent, safe living arrangement for you and Mom.
But how could you do this to your mother?
I was desperate.
Lucille could die of grief over those plants.
But Dad, you understand why I did it, right?
I too have been suffering silently because of it. Sometimes I feel like I'm having a panic attack. June, how could you do this to us?
I'm sorry, Dad.
Watch out!
Mr. Goldman.
Good afternoon, Ignatius.
Good afternoon, sir.
Sorry to disturb you, buddy, but I called you to find out about Coretta. She at work?
No, she's not here. I just gave this woman this job and already she's absent. This is what happens when you try to help people.
I'm at my house, you know. I call and call, but I ain't getting no answer.
And her phone keeps ringing out.
That's strange. Even her husband, John, can't get down to she.
That is strange.
Look, I will call Sergeant Murray and see if he heard from her.
All right. And I will continue to try too.
Good, thanks.
Ah, what she wants. Shelly? Shelly, what is it?
I miss you.
Look, woman, I don't have time for this. You have friends. Call them if you want someone to talk to.
You miss me?
I don't miss you.
I mean when I'm gone. You gonna miss me when I'm gone, Ignatius?
Gone? Where are you going, woman?
I drink something, Iggy. I can't live without you. Iggy. I know how long I'm gonna take.
What? Shelly! Hello? Shelly!
Dad, you sure you're all right?
Yes, I'm all right, June.
That car came out of nowhere and hit that bus. Thank God the police were right behind us and saw everything. Thank God, it's just a minor accident and no one got injured. Oh my goodness, I don't know how some people drive on this road.
If you finish talking, let's go home. I just want to lie down and rest my head.
Okay, yes. Guess I will just have to come back tomorrow to conduct my business at Republic Bank.
Okay.
Just like that, we could have crashed.
Let's thank God for His mercies.
Oh, my hands are still shaking.
Do you want me to drive us home?
No, Dad. I got this.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, these things happen. The important thing is that we are not injured.
Right. Look, Dad, I would appreciate if you didn't tell Mom about the plans.
June, you did an awful thing.
I did it because I was desperate.
But lying to us and causing this much distress?
I guess I didn't think it through.
I guess not.
So you're going to keep it between us, right?
You need to fix this.
I know. Just give me some time, please.
You need to fix it quick. I don't know how long I can hide the truth from Lucille.
Yeah, Goldman. I still ain't hear from Coretta, but I'm on my way to Shelley. Talked to her earlier and didn't like how she was sounding.
All right. I hope everything is okay with her.
Stay on the phone with me just in case.
Just in case, boy, Ignatius.
I don't like how Shelley sounded. Like she drinks something talking strange.
Drink something? What do you mean? Too much rum?
Hope that's the case. Ah, just reach.
Okay, I'm gonna stay on the line with you.
Yes, thanks.
So, when the divorce gonna finalize?
Soon. I'm ready to move on with the rest of my life.
Well, that's life for you, buddy.
Shelley! I'm outside! Open the door!
Probably please lock up.
Tight! Shelley!
Still no answer?
No. Let me try calling her cell phone.
Okay, do that.
I could hear it ringing inside.
Well, then she ain't there.
Let me check the side window and see if I could see she.
Good, do that.
Oh, shoot! Go on, shall I don't sprawl off on the floor? Shelley! Shelley!
She look like she alive.
I don't know. Shelley!
Let's drop down the door, boy. I'm coming.
Shelley! Get up! Get up!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.
The killing of another woman.
Girl, you opened some blues for the girl this morning.
Again?
You take away your phone, she can't go up on the road without tea, your family can't come over. You don't get your 1 cent now like you beaten she for tea, breakfast, and dinner.
And what you do?
Me, I don't get involved in man and woman's story.
But you don't get involved when she make the headlines though. Don't say if I the only.
What you want I do? You don't ban me.
You're your friend, you got a responsibility.
Wait, you want me confronting?
No, I want you to play a part to stop the violence safely.
Safe violence against women no more. Report. Get help. Call 914.
This message was brought to you with the kind support of the Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition and Spotlight Initiative.
Step up and cherish each other. My brothers, please put down the guns and knives.